translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "O Your Majesty, best of all saintly kings, because you are greatly attracted to topics of Vaishudeva, it is certain that your intelligence is firmly fixed in spiritual understanding, which is the only true goal for humanity. Because that attraction is unceasing, it is certainly sublime." I think sometimes we can just end there, can't we? Purport. Krishna Katha is compulsory for the Rajas, or executive head of government. This is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, however, in this age, the governmental power is gradually being corrupted by third class and fourth class men who have no spiritual understanding, and society is therefore very quickly becoming degraded. Krishna Katha must be understood by the executive heads of government, for otherwise, how will people be happy and gain relief from the pangs of materialistic life? One who has fixed his mind in Krishna consciousness should be understood to have very sharp intelligence in regard to the value of life. Maharaj Prichit was Rajarsha Satma, the best of all saintly kings. And Sukadeva Goswami was Munai Satma, the best of the Munais. Both of them were elevated because of the common interest in Krishna Katha. The exalted position of the speaker and the audience will be explained very nicely in the next verse. So you all have to turn up tomorrow. Jai. Isn't that good? Are we excited? Yeah, Jai. Krishna Katha is so enlivening that Maharaj Parikshit forgets everything material, even his personal comfort in relation to food and drink. This is an example of how the Krishna consciousness movement should spread all over the world to bring both the speaker and the audience to the transcendental platform and back home, back to Godhead. Jai. Tasma, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Prabhupada does not hold back his punches when talking about what we as devotees are meant to be doing. How many people here have done university education? How many people here have got their degrees and their PhDs? Yeah. I went to the University of Manchester. Had to emphasize that it was the university, not the Metropolitan University. Had to be very proud of the fact that I went to the University of Manchester, because it is renowned for its research. It's a research university. So I went and did nursing. Okay. I did the old nursing system, and then we decided that we had to become professional. because unless we had a university degree, people wouldn't take the nurses seriously, so we then had to traipse ourselves off to university. During a university course, we did a thing called spirituality, understanding spirituality in connection with healthcare. I did my update last month. So I did my palliative care update. And again, we covered spirituality. Now, anybody, any idea of what spirituality is? Any suggestions? Any takers? You? You'd have thought so, wouldn't you? When we first looked at spirituality, we'd look at it in relation to faith. Now we look at it in relation to, are we seeing to the needs in regards to, have they got a puddy tat and have we looked after their cat very nicely? And can the cat come and visit them in hospital? This is education. Does it sound a good education? What was the original hospital? Anybody know what the original hospital was? There was that pilgrimage that they used to have, and you're on the right tracks. If you became ill, you would not go to the hospital. Confused? You would come to the monastery. You'd come to the temple. Why? Why the temple? Why to the monastery? Any idea? Exactly. Education. If you have real education, then you know where it's at. Real education now is that we're taught we are the body. I am my own intelligence. Where did I get my intelligence from? I got my intelligence from me. I sat down, I mentally studied very, very hard. I put in my research paper. I came out with my the University of Manchester degree, to which I'm going to be very, very proud of, apparently. And anything that I gain is through that knowledge. Prabhupada simply calls this rascals. You are simply rascal. How many people here woke up this morning and went, I am a rascal? Yeah. No. So we don't get out and we go, I am rascal. But every minute of every day that we're not thinking about Krishna, we are simply rascal and we are simply fool. Our day has been pointless. Education says that the day hasn't been pointless if I've made a few million dollars. Or I've gained some material benefit. Prabhupada again does not hold his punches. This is rascaldom. You are a rascal. The accumulation of knowledge is knowledge of Krishna. The accumulation of wealth is not for our own use, but for the use of society. So how do we go about this? How do we achieve that aim of being completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness? Do we get up tomorrow morning and we're suddenly the bhakta number one? It's something that we have to work upon, isn't it? So where do we start? We start by finding authority. So who is authority? It is not somebody who can recite Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not somebody who can recite Bhagavad Gita verse by verse, sloka by sloka. This too is rascaldom. Prabhupada again did not mince his word. It is not the recitation, it is the understanding. If we are quoting, then why are we quoting? Is it to bring somebody closer to Krishna? Or is it to show our intelligence? We shouldn't really think about Prabhupada. We're celebrating 50 years. Centenary. We think about what Prabhupada actually did. Each and every purport that we read, what's he directing us to? Each and every purport that he's read, he's directing us to Krishna. And what's he emphasizing is that we can only approach Krishna through devotional service. What does devotional service mean? That we learn how to serve not self, but each other. We are the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant that serves. Who was Prabhupada serving? He was serving his Guru Maharaj. Please translate these books. So Prabhupada made sure that when he translated them, that even rascals can read and understand. Isn't that amazing? And how do we know that they've read and understand? Because there has been changes in the person's mentality. Prabhupada asked, why is it that we complain about the government and we're unhappy with the government? Prabhupada simply said, because you are a rascal. And because you vote for rascal. So you get rascal government. So who's to blame for poor government? Every single person that voted. Sobering, isn't it? Again, no punches hold. And why is it that we have rascal in charge? Because we don't understand the difference between somebody who is devotional and somebody who is rascal. Because we haven't studied Prabhupada's books. How many of us sit and read Prabhupada's books every day? And when we're reading, are we actually absorbing ourselves in what Prabhupada is telling us? Every problem that we have in life can be solved by reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. How many people here don't believe that? But how many people, when they have problems, turn to Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita? How many turn to their friends? Yeah. What do you think? Should I do this? Should I do that? And how many of the friends then turn around and say, well, Bhagavad Gita says, Srimad Bhagavatam, do you know Arjuna was going through the same thing and this is what he did? Do you know that Sita went through the same thing? This is what she did. Are we solving the problems connected to what we've understood and we've read? Or are we mentally concocting based upon empirical education? There is a biblical scripture which says, lean upon not one's own understanding. If we lean upon our own understanding, then we are fool. If I led upon my own university degree, then I am a fool. Yes? If I led upon my university degree, I would only be interested in one thing, and that is the body and how to make the body better. That's what nurses do, isn't it? You have a broken arm, we fix the broken arm. You have a virus, then we do a certain... Yeah? That's what nurses do, deal with the body. There's some shocking news, though. It doesn't matter how good the nurse is in front of you, how good the medical team is in front of you, you are at some stage going to die. I have had to go and tell family members that they've lost a loved one. Probably one of the hardest jobs in nursing. This is real knowledge that we are going to die. What are we going to do about the soul? The spirit soul that's within. When we talk about government, what's government's job? Government's job is to make sure that those who have faith are following correctly. The scriptures that they say they are adhering to. That means that David Cameron's job is to make sure that every single person who says that they are a Vaishnava, that they are actually following the four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, and reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And he'll only know that if he also has read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes? This is good government. When we come to the temple, we should have good government. You can tell the mood of the temple based upon the temple president. If the temple president isn't interested in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is only interested in making name and fame for oneself, then bhakti is not there. But if temple president is busy doing what? Making sure that every single person that comes in is extolling Krishna consciousness. This is good government. This is good management. This is good use of time. For those that live outside of the temple, there is no exemption note. We like to say, temple devotee. And we have our list of temple devotee duties and temple devotee attributes. So I look at Sutapa there and, right, is he fulfilling the criteria of a temple devotee? And I'm looking for the faults. Yeah. And I'm looking for the fault. And the thing is, if you're looking for fault, you'll find it. It's there. This is not devotion. Devotion is wow. And what you're looking at is the greatness. You know, it's out there every day distributing Prabhupada's books. Rain, shine, cold, heat, snow. Wow. Parshuram's out there distributing prasadam, rain, shine. In our everyday lives, are we looking at ways of sharing Krishna consciousness? If we're looking for ways to share Krishna consciousness, then we are absorbing ourselves in Krishna. When people come up, and people do come up because they have problems. You hardly ever see people that don't have problems. Have you noticed that? Yeah? I'm having a fantastic time and I'm great. I want you to explain to me why I'm such having a great time. Nobody does that, do they? And this has gone wrong and that's gone wrong and all, you know. Yeah. That's our opportunity to share what? Love of Krishna. I've told this story many, many years ago. And it always reminds me that we should always be looking at ways of sharing Krishna consciousness. And I was actually by the incubator. And it became quite obvious that, sadly, the little one wasn't going to make it. And the mother looked at me, and she goes, "I don't have any faith whatsoever. I don't believe in God, but please. Please. Tell me that his life has not been meaningless. Please tell me." So you explain the spirit soul and transmigration of the soul. And so they said, "Please, can you chant Hare Krishna as we take the baby off the ventilator?" Yeah. This is devotional service. Technically speaking, it has to go to a hospital panel for approval. But they forgo that. So I'd made arrangements for one of my colleagues to take the child off the ventilator. That was my responsibility. But you can't do kirtan and take a child off ventilator. Yes? So we chanted. Very emotional. Then the parent said, "Can you say something in the service?" So again, we give them Krishna Katha. We give them love of Krishna. So they went away, Bhagavad Gita. So did several other people there. Yeah. 2 years later, I get stopped in Rath Yatra. That was the mom. In Sari. devotee. Out of what was a great tragedy to a family, that little child brought their parents to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because the devotee is always looking for the opportunity to share Krishna, even in the hardest of situations. I thought for a minute it was going to open. Yeah? I had Mahavishnu Swami staying with me, and I've only ever seen him morose once. Jai Shishi Radhika Kulanandaki Sitaram Lakshmanamaya Shishi Kalitaki Jai Kupramanandi Hari Hari. Anybody any idea why he was morose? Any idea? We had spent the best part of the day on the little village roundabout. I live in a little tiny village, just in case anybody didn't realize. I think the whole of this little village would make mine look quite small. I was talking to somebody, I was giving the statistics of how many people actually lived in my village, and the Prabhu came back and said, I think there's more people living in my street. So, Mahavishnu Swami was actually doing beautiful kirtan, and the children from around the different surrounding villages came down to join in, because they'd heard that there was this crazy man singing Hare Krishna. So all the village children came. And then a photographer came to take photos. It's quite unusual in a little Welsh village to have the village ground to a halt because there's Sankirtan going on. And Mahavishnu Swami came and he goes, I should have gave him a book. And he was quite morose. And he said, what rascal am I that I didn't distribute a book? That should be the mood of the devotee. The mood of the devotee, if they've missed an opportunity to share love of Krishna, should be looking. And then what do? We learn from that and we make sure that the next time we actually distribute the book. In nursing, we do a thing called critical analyzing. Anybody hear of critical analyzing? Critiquing. Anybody here heard it? It's when we actually look at a certain procedure that we've performed and then we actually analyze it, we break it down into its different components, and we're looking at what went right, what went wrong, what we could have improved, what we couldn't have improved, and could we have got a better outcome. Are we doing that with our spiritual life? Are we actually analyzing it? I woke up this morning, what was the first thing I thought of? Was it Krishna or not? Did I attend Mangalarti? I'm living at home, it's not compulsory. I have an exemption certificate because I live at home. Don't have to do Mangalarti. Sad news is that you don't have an a note exempting you. Mangalarti, if you're at home, is a requirement. Well, at least I don't have to do Gurarti. Sorry. That's also a requirement. Yeah? Grihastha ashram means that you do deity worship. How many Grihasthas have deities, and where are the deities? If you go into a Grihastha household, you can tell where they are Krishna conscious-wise as to where the deities are in relation to the 42-inch Nikon digital stereo HD TV setup with Sky Digital. Full package. I have sports as well. Yeah? You go in and they've covered it up because they don't want you to know that they've got a 42-inch. Yeah? Yeah. And then you're looking for the deities, and where are the deities? And the deities are in a little cupboard under the stairs. Yeah? So where's Krishna in our lives? Krishna is actually in a little cupboard under the stairs, hiding away. Not really that important. We go into the Grihastha life, and there predominantly is the deities, and you're looking for the TV, and they go, huh? Well, I have a video recorder thing so I can watch Prabhupada's DVDs. Right. I have a full set of DVDs. Yeah. It's no use having the video recorder and a full set of Prabhupada DVDs if you don't actually put it into the video recorder. Yeah. It's no use having all of Prabhupada's classes on MP3 and then turning on BBC Radio 2. Yeah. Well, Prabhu, you know, it's quite difficult because I'm driving here and there and you know, I can't really focus on, you know, so. And we come up with the 1001 reasons why we can't absorb ourselves into Krishna consciousness. Yeah? So we're critically analyzing and we're actually saying what percentage of our day are we actually spending in Krishna? And then are we looking at how many times we're actually sharing love of Krishna with other people? Yeah, the biblical saying that you don't want to hold your life under the bushel. Yeah, so we don't. No devotee here. Yeah, yeah. Are you devoted? No. Yeah. What is it? Yes, I am devotee. You come to me for advice. My advice will be grounded in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. Why is it grounded in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita? Because we're regularly reading and absorbing. The onus is always on us. Prabhupada said, why do we have rascal government? Because we are rascal. Why are we rascal? Because we're not reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, why do we have rascal government? Because they're not reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam either. Yeah. Prabhupada says that way. Yeah. Householder is not about accumulating wealth. It's about wealth distribution in relation to Krishna. Why? Because we see everything as Krishna's. How many people here own a home? Or consider themselves householders? Mm-hmm. Whose home is it? Krishna's home. Who owns it? The landlord thinks he owns it. The landlord's actually just looking after it for Krishna so that you can bring up a beautiful Krishna conscious son. I spent yesterday with my god family, and they've got a beautiful, adorable little one. And it really impressed upon me actually how much responsibility it is to bring up a child. It's not only the parents' responsibility, it's the community's responsibility. So it was ever so happy chap, you know. Just had to say Hare Krishna to him when he started laughing. Yeah. It's good education. Yeah. Where do we get the food from? You know. Yeah. It's that joke, isn't it? You know, so what are you allergic to? Boga. Yeah. Somebody actually put that on dietary requirements, you know, any allergies, boga. Yeah. We should be absorbing that way. Yeah. Krishna consciousness is fun, so we should actually, you know, we're getting up. I mean, we're only just over a week when we start Kartik? How many people are counting the days? How many people have actually practiced the Dhammadastika prayers? How many people are going to absorb themselves in the pastimes of the Dhammadastika prayers? It's a great opportunity to actually really, really start reading these pastimes, because these pastimes are amazing. Krishna's childhood pastimes are fantastic. Don't you want a little one like that? Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. So are we really absorbing ourselves? And then after Dhammadastika, is that it? Then, you know, we don't have to get up and do the Dhammadastika prayers, so we don't do anything. Or do we actually continue the reading? So many pastimes of Krishna. And then we have the recitation of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Are we reading that? A Krishna book. That's great, isn't it? So condensed. Prabhupada took so much time in writing Krishna book. Do we actually read Krishna book and absorb ourselves in it? Are we really absorbing ourselves in this Krishna katha? Because Krishna katha, once we realize and we're absorbing ourselves in it, then we see reality. And we stop becoming rascal. Because we know where everything comes from. And also then we know how to be proprietor of what we have. Yeah? So householder knows how to distribute prasadam very, very nicely. How to actually come and give Lakshmi to the temple. How to support the brahmacharis. Why are we supporting the brahmacharis? So they can sit down and do nothing? No. So that they can actually absorb themselves in Krishna katha. They can come to our house and share Krishna katha with us. But also to go out on the streets to actually go and preaching. This is why we're supporting the brahmacharis. This is Krihastha duty. Yeah? One helps the other. Good education. The king is meant to go to the brahmanas. Yeah. Why? For spiritual counseling. Because then they know how to administer correctly. Yeah? So you should actually be going to your MPs. We're just about to start the Welsh Assembly government elections. Right. It doesn't apply to you in London. Just for me in Wales. So the question should be, are you going to the brahmanas? Are you reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? And if not, why do you think I should vote for you? Because this is minimum requirement for position in government. Yeah? Otherwise, you rascal. And if I vote for you, then I rascal. Yeah. Prabhupada spoke very bluntly. Yeah. When you hear him talk about government, if you actually look at all the quotes when he quotes about government, he uses rascal an awful lot. But we have to make sure that we're not rascal. So that's what we have to do. We have to really absorb ourselves in Krishna. Not just in the morning, not just during the month of Kartik, not just because it's a big festival at the manor and we always go to the festival at the manor, but realistically the rest of the time I can't be bothered, really, because Coronation Street's more better. Yeah. Not going to learn anything watching TV soaps. Seriously, man. You want a soap? Read Srimad Bhagavatam. That's a great soap. Yeah? You want intrigue? If you want... Yeah, it's all in there. Yeah? Don't waste time. Right? TV is great if it's Mayapur TV. Yeah? DVD is great if it's Srila Prabhupada DVD. Or one beautiful class from one empowered spirit soul. Great. Yeah. Not so good if you're watching the latest blockbuster video that you've just pirated off your friend because you don't want to go and pay to go to the cinema. Yeah? Yeah? Be practical. So we use what we have and we use our intelligence. Intelligence is not our PhDs, our degrees, what we got from university, what we got from college. Our real education is that we wake up in the morning and we go, Hare Krishna! It's another fantastic Krishna conscious day and I get to see wonderful devotees. I had Mahavishnu Swami at my house and I ran upstairs and I brought down the TV and he's looking at me very, very astutely. And I got the Chromecast out and I Chromecast Mayapur TV and I thought he loved Soho Street, so he watched Soho Street and he was mesmerized. He went, wow, you can watch this over here. And he went back to Soho Street and said, I was watching you the other day. He was so excited. Yeah. He was a bit skeptical when he saw the TV in my house and then he suddenly realized that it wasn't actually connected to anything other than the Chromecast, which does my poor TV. This is devotion. Yeah, we absorb ourselves. So we have to critically analyze our day. What percentage are we doing actually in Krishna consciousness? And what are we doing nonsense? And then what we have to do is we have to start cutting out the nonsense. Yeah. And for those that are addicted to soaps, that's a very hard thing to ask. Can be done. Those addicted to sport, it's even harder. Yeah. So anyway, we've got to time now. So, any questions, thought, corrections, chastisements?